Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begnaud.
It was an honor today to tell the story of a frontline hero. Pamela Orlando was an emergency room nurse at the Valley Hospital in Ridgewood, New Jersey. She had three jobs. She was a breast cancer survivor, single mother, taught CPR, taught nursing, and her son begged her not to go back to work at the ER because he was worried she'd contract the coronavirus. So when she started feeling symptoms, she started a video diary. And on day one, she seemed fine, had a little fever. By day five, she could barely say two words without struggling to breathe. The coronavirus killed her. She leaves behind Ryan, who's 16, Reed, who is 23. Pam's 80-year-old mother is now their guardian. Pamela Orlando was 56.